Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The continent of Africa, with its young, fast-growing population and irreplaceable natural resources, is of acute interest to the world's great powers. When asked in an interview which of the great powers are competing for influence on the continent, U.S. Acting Undersecretary for Political Affairs John Bass pointed first to one of the most prominent and problematic.
China is spending quite a bit of money, lending quite a bit of money, to ostensibly help African governments deliver better infrastructure and better lives for their people. But we find that most of China's activity on the continent is primarily to benefit China.
That activity includes coaxing or compelling African countries into trajectories of debt and establishing a one-way trade relationship by dumping goods at below market prices.
In contrast, the United States believes strongly in respectful partnerships with the governments and people of Africa, in which our aid, which we gift on the continent, addresses humanitarian suffering, and in which our investments produce benefits and results for the people on the continent, as well as people of the United States.
In testimony before Congress, Undersecretary Bass emphasized that the United States is working to create a modern economic partnership to reduce African nations' dependency on aid. As a signature example, he pointed to the Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment Development of the Lobito Corridor. This rail project, undertaken by the U.S. and its partners, will improve east-west connectivity and integrate Africa with global markets. It will boost trade and create jobs in Africa and the United States. Undersecretary Bass also noted Russia's so-called security assistance to African countries while it commits widespread human rights abuses and exploits Africa's natural resources.
We are working hard to counter malign influence on the continent from other governments who do not have the best interests of the people of the continent in their policies. We're trying to call out when we see it, instances of other governments coercing or capitalizing on corruption to get good deals that don't benefit the people on the continent.
Instead, said Undersecretary Bass, we're trying to help governments have better offers and better alternatives for trade and investment that will benefit the people of their countries.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.